We used to find the pattern first. A 30-minute spoken essay by John Rector. There is one fact about artificial intelligence that changes almost everything, and it is not the fact that the machine can talk. It is not the fact that it can write a report, create an image, produce software, diagnose a disease, or build a strategy. Those are the things we see. They are the artifacts, and the artifact can distract us from what changed underneath it. The deeper fact is this. We used to have to find the pattern first. Before a computer could do something useful, a human generally had to understand the useful transformation. We found the relationship. We named the rule. We translated the rule into instructions. Then the computer executed those instructions at extraordinary speed. Artificial intelligence changes that sequence. We can now give a machine examples, an objective, and a way to adjust. The machine can discover predictive structure that no human first had to identify, understand, and formally describe. That is the break. To see why it matters, begin with the word prediction. Artificial intelligence creates predictions. You may call the output a paragraph, a photograph, a business plan, a legal brief, a diagnosis, a song, or a piece of software. But underneath the form, the machine is estimating what should come next. For a language model, the next thing is a token. A token may be a word, part of a word, a punctuation mark, or a fragment of code. The model looks at the context already present and assigns probabilities to possible continuations. Then it selects one. That selection becomes part of the context for the next selection. Prediction. Then prediction conditioned on the previous prediction. Then another, and another. If the sequence continues long enough and coheres well enough, we stop calling it a sequence of predictions. We call it a book. This does not make the book unreal. A cathedral is built one stone at a time. That does not make it less of a cathedral. It tells us how local operations accumulate into a global structure. The same is true of an image. The machine estimates visual structure under the conditions it has been given. The same is true of software. The model estimates which code should follow the code already present. The same is true of a plan. The model estimates which action or statement should follow given the objective, constraints, and context. Creation is what prediction looks like from the outside. But prediction cannot exist without pattern. Imagine a light that flashes red, blue, red, blue, red, blue. What color comes next? You probably expect red. Why? Because the history changed the probability of the future. Before seeing the sequence, red and blue might have seemed equally likely. After seeing the alternation, one continuation became more expected than the other. That is a pattern. A pattern is structure that reduces uncertainty. The pattern does not have to be a visible repetition. It can be a statistical relationship spread across hundreds of variables. It can be a grammar. It can be an invariance. It can be a relationship between the shape of an image and the label humans give it. It can be a subtle combination of medical measurements that changes the probability of disease. And the pattern does not have to fit inside a sentence. That last point matters more than it first appears. Human beings are very good at understanding a small number of named things at once. We draw an x-axis and a y-axis. If we are feeling ambitious, we add z. We can reason about a handful of variables, tell a story about them, and place them inside language. A machine does not need to visualize the relationship. It can operate across thousands of coordinates. It can learn a representation in which a relationship becomes usable, even if no person can look at the coordinates and immediately tell a simple story about what they mean. This is where pattern connects to compression. Suppose I give you a string of 1,000 characters. It is just the number 1, followed by 0, followed by 1, followed by 0, repeated 500 times. I do not need to read all 1,000 characters to you. I can say repeat 10 500 times. That is a shorter description because I found a pattern. Now imagine a truly random string of 1,000 bits. No repetition, no rule, no structure that allows me to produce the sequence from a shorter instruction. The shortest description may be the sequence itself. This is the connection between pattern and compression. A pattern is a compression opportunity. If I can describe many observations using a shorter model, I have found regularity. I no longer need to treat every observation as independent. And now prediction enters. If a model expects an event, that event requires little information to identify. If the event is surprising, it requires more information. Think about a fair coin. Before the flip, heads and tails are equally likely. Learning the outcome gives you one bit of information. Now imagine a coin that lands heads 99 times out of 100. If it lands heads, you learn very little. That was expected. If it lands tails, you learn much more. The rare event was surprising. Good prediction leads to good compression because expected events can be encoded economically. Bad prediction requires longer descriptions because the model keeps being surprised. That gives us a sentence worth keeping. Prediction is compression revealed through time. The compressor says, I understand enough of the pattern that I do not need to transmit every observation independently. The predictor says, I understand enough of the pattern that I can distribute probability over what comes next. Same underlying achievement. This is why people in algorithmic information theory, and mathematical artificial intelligence have taken the relationship between intelligence and compression seriously. But we should be precise. Intelligence is not merely making a file smaller. A specialized compressor can be excellent on one kind of data and useless everywhere else. A subway map compresses a city brilliantly for the purpose of riding a train. It removes the shape of every building, the color of every storefront, the location of every tree, and the exact distance between stations. That loss is the map's intelligence. It preserves what matters for the task. But take the same map and ask it where to find shade on a hot afternoon, and the compression fails you. The information was deliberately removed. Every useful representation preserves some distinctions and discards others. This also explains why context changes the quality of an AI system so dramatically. Give a model one vague sentence, and it must rely on broad patterns. It knows what people generally mean when they ask for a marketing plan, a lesson, a strategy, or a piece of code. The result can be competent and generic because the pattern is competent and generic. Now give the same model the history of a company, its products, decisions, customer letters, financial statements, constraints, failures, and previous work. The parameters of the model have not changed, but the conditional problem has changed. The machine no longer has to predict what an average company might need. It can predict what this company might need under this particular history. Context creates a more specific pattern. That is the path from a general artificial intelligence service to a useful personal or institutional capability. The improvement is not always a larger model. Sometimes it is a better pattern made available at the moment of prediction. This is why retrieval, tools, memory, and verified records matter. They place the machine inside a richer structure. A calculator lets arithmetic meet an external check. A database lets a claim meet an actual record. A code runner lets predicted software meet execution. The model still predicts. The surrounding system gives the prediction more contact with reality. So a disciplined definition of intelligence might sound like this. Intelligence is the capacity to discover structure in experience that improves prediction and guides successful action across changing situations. Compression shows that structure was found. Prediction shows that the structure reaches beyond what has already happened. Action shows that the prediction matters in an environment. Now we can return to the historical break. Think about accounting software. Human beings developed accounting before computers existed. We understood assets and liabilities. We understood double entry bookkeeping. We understood accounts receivable, depreciation, and the structure of a balance sheet. Then we programmed those rules into computers. The software did not discover accounting. It automated accounting. The same pattern appears everywhere. Humans understood payroll before payroll software. Humans understood taxation before tax software. Humans understood interest calculations before banking software. Humans understood the logic of airline reservations before reservation systems. The computer could execute the transformation faster, more reliably, and at an enormous scale. But the human had to understand it first. Traditional programming is the transfer of an understood pattern into executable form. The human says, I know what should happen. Now, I will describe it precisely enough that the machine can repeat it. That is why requirements were so important. What should the software do? What are the rules? What are the exceptions? What happens under this condition? What happens under that condition? Someone had to know, and that created a boundary. Many human skills are real without being easy to describe. A child can recognize a cat, but try to write a complete rule for cat. Four legs, dogs have four legs. Fur, some cats have almost none. Whiskers, many animals have whiskers. Pointed ears, not always. The child possesses a discrimination that the programmer cannot finish expressing as a list of rules. This is tacit knowledge. We know how to do more than we can fully state. Traditional software ran into the boundary of articulation. Machine learning offers another route. Instead of defining a cat, show the machine examples. Cat, not cat, cat, not cat. Let the system predict. Compare the prediction with the label. Turn the difference into error. Adjust the model in a direction expected to reduce future error. Prediction, error, adjustment, repeated millions or billions of times. Eventually, the system develops internal structure that supports better discrimination. No programmer has written the complete visual definition of a cat. The system has learned a representation that makes the distinction usable. Traditional computing says, here is the pattern, execute it. Machine learning says, here are the examples. Find structure that predicts them. That is the inversion. Human beings do not disappear from this process. We choose the data. We choose what counts as error. We choose the architecture, the objective, the evaluation, the permissions, and the point of use. We decide whether the result is good enough and what happens when it is wrong. The machine does not become detached from human decisions, but the complete input-output rule no longer has to arrive from a human mind. This does not mean learned systems should replace explicit software everywhere. A bank balance should not be guessed. A tax formula should not be generated differently each time it runs. Permissions, transactions, and safety limits often require deterministic rules. The strongest systems combine both forms. Explicit software holds the invariant. Learned models handle the uncertain boundary. The program says which account may be accessed. The model helps classify the document. The program calculates the dose according to an approved formula. The model estimates which diagnosis deserves attention. The program records what actually happened. The model predicts what may happen next. This is a useful four-part distinction. AI predicts, agents may act, software stores the actual, humans attend, judge, decide, and accept responsibility. Blur those roles and systems become difficult to trust. Keep them visible, and the learned component can do what it does best without pretending that probability is a ledger or that generation is authority. This brings us to representation. The raw world does not arrive in a form that makes every useful relationship obvious. Pixels are not objects. Sound waves are not words. Tokens are not arguments. A strong learning system transforms inputs into internal states where relevant distinctions become easier to make. Words become vectors. Images become vectors. Sounds become vectors. A vector is simply an ordered list of numbers, a point in a mathematical space. The model transforms those points through many layers. During training, the transformations change because some geometries support better prediction than others. This is the geometry of intelligence. It is not a tiny human sitting inside the machine and looking at concepts. It is a learned space in which relationships can be computed. And here we need one important distinction. Dimensions are not parameters. A dimension is a coordinate in a representation. If the internal state contains 4,000 numbers, that state occupies a 4,000-dimensional space. A parameter is a learned number that helps transform one representation into another. An activation is the particular value produced for one input as it moves through the model. Dimensions are the shape of the state. Parameters are the learned machinery. Activations are the current computation. A model can represent information in a space thousands of dimensions wide while containing billions of learned parameters across all of its transformations. That scale gives the machine room to use relationships human beings cannot easily picture. And that forces us to reconsider the word random. Here is a small example called exclusive OR, or XOR. There are two inputs. Each input can be 0 or 1. The output is 1 when the inputs are different. The output is 0 when the inputs are the same. Look at the first input by itself. Half the time the output is 0, half the time the output is 1. The first input appears useless. Look at the second input by itself. Same result. It also appears useless. Look at both inputs together and the output becomes perfectly predictable. The pattern was not in either variable alone. The pattern was in the relationship. Nothing about reality changed when we looked at both variables. The representation changed. Now extend that lesson beyond two inputs. What if a useful relationship is spread across 50 variables? 500? 5,000? No single measurement may appear important. Pairs may look weak. Simple charts may show noise. Yet the full configuration may still reduce uncertainty. This is why the phrase random to whom matters. Sometimes we say an outcome is random, when what we mean is, I cannot identify a representation that predicts it. Those are not the same claim. Some uncertainty may be fundamental. Some events may remain probabilistic, even under the best possible description. Some uncertainty comes from missing information. Some comes from chaotic sensitivity, where tiny errors in the current state grow until long-range prediction fails. Some comes from computational limits. The pattern may exist, but finding or calculating it may be infeasible, and some uncertainty belongs to the observer. Before germ theory, disease contained structure that institutions could not represent. Before spectroscopy, starlight contained chemical information that the naked eye could not read. The phenomenon did not change when the instrument arrived. The observer became more capable. Artificial intelligence is a new kind of pattern instrument. It can provide evidence that structure exists before a human has a satisfying explanation of that structure. This creates a historically unusual moment. The machine predicts correctly. The human asks, why? With traditional software, the answer was available in principle because the machine knew only the logic we supplied. With a learned model, the operative relationship may be distributed across millions or billions of parameters and conditional activations. The model may be useful before it is understandable. That does not mean accuracy replaces understanding. It means accuracy can arrive first. We need to separate three standards. Predictive accuracy asks whether the output is right. Interpretability asks whether humans can trace relevant relationships inside the system or between the inputs and outputs. Explanation asks whether we possess a satisfying account of why the phenomenon itself occurs. These standards can support one another. They are not identical. A medical model may predict risk accurately while using a relationship no physician can summarize. That can be valuable. It can also be dangerous. The system might rely on a proxy that fails in a new hospital. It might reproduce a historical bias. It might identify correlation without cause. So the new possibility is not trust the black box. The new possibility is use predictive advantage as the beginning of investigation. Ask what information the model is using. Ask where the relationship holds. Ask which shortcut could explain the score. Ask what intervention would separate correlation from cause. Ask what happens in a new population. Ask when the model should abstain. The machine can discover that there is something to understand before it can tell us what that something is. This changes science. The classical story moves from observation to hypothesis, from hypothesis to experiment, and from experiment to revised theory. An AI-assisted path can move from observation to model, from model to prediction, from prediction to anomaly, from anomaly to experiment, and from experiment to explanation. The model becomes a detector of possible structure. Imagine a laboratory with 10,000 possible experiments and enough money to run 100. The old problem was not only generating possible experiments. Scientists can generate possibilities. The problem was deciding which 100 would teach the most. A predictive model can estimate two things at once: which candidates appear promising and where the model remains uncertain. The best next experiment may not be the candidate with the highest predicted value. It may be the candidate whose result would most clearly separate two competing explanations. This is a different use of intelligence. The machine is not asked to announce the truth. It is asked to help choose the next contact with reality. That distinction keeps discovery honest. A model output is not the end of inquiry. It is a proposal about where inquiry should spend its scarce attention. The same principle applies outside a laboratory. A company has hundreds of possible customer interviews. A teacher has dozens of possible explanations. A maintenance team has thousands of components it could inspect. Prediction can rank the next observation by expected value or expected information. When used well, AI does not remove the experiment. It improves the queue. It can rank molecules before laboratory testing. It can identify a subgroup that behaves differently. It can propose a design that satisfies constraints. It can reveal that a nonlinear relationship exists even when the current theory has no name for it. But prediction is not discovery by itself. A generated molecule is not a medicine. A plausible proof is not a theorem. A business strategy is not a business result. A diagnosis is not a verified condition. The machine predicts a possibility, reality answers. This is why the best discovery systems form a loop, generate a candidate, predict its value, choose the most informative test, measure the actual result, update the model, generate again. Prediction changes search because it makes evaluation cheaper. A model can screen a vast space and help decide where expensive human or physical testing should be concentrated. As candidate generation becomes cheap, verification becomes the scarce resource. The valuable system is not the one that says the most. It is the one that helps reality answer the right next question. There is another consequence we should not miss. When better models turn old noise into new information, the value and sensitivity of data change. A collection of ordinary records may seem harmless when each field is viewed alone. Combine the records with a strong predictive system, and they may reveal health, identity, income, preference, or vulnerability. The pattern can be real, and the use can still be wrong. A hiring model may discover a proxy for historical exclusion. A medical model may learn which hospital produced an image rather than which disease appears in it. A recommendation model may learn that anger drives attention more reliably than satisfaction. The system is not disobeying. It is finding the easiest predictive route available under the objective. This is called shortcut learning, but the word shortcut can be misleading. From the model's perspective, there is only signal that reduces error. The human distinction between intended evidence and accidental evidence must be enforced through evaluation. Test the model in another hospital. Remove the watermark. Reverse the background. Examine subgroup errors. Change the policy. Ask whether the feature would exist at the moment of use. The stronger the pattern finder, the stronger the obligation to attack convenient patterns before they acquire authority. Now we reach the limits. No pattern, no prediction, no relevant observation, no access to the pattern, no stable environment, no guarantee that yesterday's pattern survives tomorrow. The limits of prediction are not one wall. Some uncertainty is irreducible. The best possible answer is a probability distribution. Some relevant variables are missing. More data of the same kind will not help. A different sensor might. Some systems are chaotic. Better models extend the forecast horizon without making the distant future certain. Some environments shift. Language changes. Pathogens evolve. Policies change. Customers adapt. A real pattern can expire. Some predictions alter the system they predict. A market forecast changes trades. A recommendation changes clicks. A policing score changes where police look. The model enters the causal field and begins learning from consequences it helped create. Some targets are simply wrong. A model can accurately predict clicks when clicks are not what we truly value. It can optimize speed while externalizing risk. It can reproduce a historical decision because the historical decision was used as the label. Loss functions are not moral theories. Accuracy is not legitimacy. Prediction enlarges capability. It does not decide what should be done with the capability. That responsibility remains human. Someone chooses the target. Someone decides what evidence is sufficient. Someone gives the model authority inside a process. Someone decides who bears the errors. Someone must provide an appeal. Someone must notice when the environment has changed. The phrase "the model decided" is usually an institutional evasion. The model computed. An organization gave the computation authority. So where does this leave us? Artificial intelligence changes the boundary between what humans understand and what human systems can use. Before machine learning, the usable boundary stayed close to the articulable boundary. To make software perform a transformation, people generally had to express the transformation. Now those boundaries can separate. A relationship may be unusable by unaided humans, usable by a model, partly interpretable by researchers, and still not understood as a compact theory. Use can precede explanation. Prediction can precede science. Computation can reveal the outline of regularity before language catches it. That is not omniscience. It is a new sequence. And the most important word in the thesis is not machine. It is first. Humans still discover patterns. Humans still formalize rules. Humans still produce explanations. Human beings still choose goals, judge consequences, and accept responsibility. But useful computation no longer has to wait for the complete human account. We used to find the pattern first. Now we can give the machine experience, an objective, and a way to change. The machine can meet the data and return with evidence that structure exists. Then the real work begins. What did it find? Where does the pattern hold? What did the representation preserve? What did it discard? What experiment would turn the prediction into knowledge? Who benefits if we use it? Who bears the error? And what evidence would make us stop? Artificial intelligence is not different because it talks like us. It is not different because it can produce an impressive artifact. It is different because the machine no longer needs us to find the pattern first.